Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, I noticed there's a man on the floor here, Niall McCabe. Niall, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Marty.
It's lovely to see you again. How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome back. We played The Lost Boys earlier on. You know me, I lost.
Oh, thanks.
That's
yeah.
Such a great song. That is such a great song. And the album Rituals has enriched many of our lives, and we continue to play you and continue to enjoy you. You're up to stuff at the moment. You're on the road. You're out and about.
I'm up to stuff. That sounds.
Tell me.
Sounds like an optimistic.
No bother that. You're out and about. You're touring or about to.
Yeah, I have been out in the UK at the beginning of the year, and I'm heading to. Doing a few gigs in Ireland on the 11th of April. I'm heading to Clears in Kilkenny, and then I'm in the Sugar Club on the 12th
here in Dublin. Come here to me. What were you doing in the UK? Were you touring? What were you doing?
I was actually playing. Do you know Celtic Connections?
Yes.
In Glasgow, so I was playing that, and I was in the UK Americana Association kind of festival thing there as well.
Oh, right.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I do like to dabble in the bit of Americana.
Sure, I know. And I love the sound of it too, which is very important. When you do something like that, I mean, do you know people already who are part of that, or is it just about getting to know them?
Yeah, getting to know people, actually. I'd never played any kind of conferences or anything like that before, so this is like, until January this year. I didn't know what they were good for. Now I know what they're good for.
Oh, what is it good for? Is it about networking?
Connections and networking, that kind of stuff. Yeah, because I actually, through that, there was one in Dundalk called Your Roots Are Showing. That was brilliant as well. Met so many
called people. Your Roots Are Showing.
It's called Your Roots Are Showing. It is good. And met loads of people. I'm doing Cambridge Folk Festival now in July.
Oh, that's
through that.
Lovely.
Just
through
that, pretty much. Yeah, just the connections you make, and obviously, you know, my booking agent and manager as well. They work hard.
Yes, of course.
they have to work hard.
Yeah, but the point is, it's connecting with people and letting them see who you are and what you can do.
Yes.
I suppose that's the vital thing.
Seeing people and talking to them.
But equally, the album was a great calling card. Too.
Yeah, I still think there's nothing quite like meeting somebody in person and looking them in the eye and you know, getting the vibe off them.
Surely,
you can.
But they also want to see you play and they want to hear you.
Yes,
do you know what I mean. You're still doing the thing. Is Bjorg still the thing?
Yeah, they're still working. They haven't been out live for a while, but they're working on an album at the moment, which should be nearly finished.
Yeah,
it's going to sound very good.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it'd be very good. Yeah.
Will you be involved?
I am involved in a bit.
Well, actually, aren't you writing your own album at the moment?
Yeah, I'm recording it at the moment, actually.
Very good.
Yeah, with Sean Oak. I was there 2 days ago.
Really?
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's like anything, Niall. You know, we know the songs, we've been playing them, you know, The Ritual, obviously, Lost Boys, Valhalla, we've been playing these tracks, and as have many others. But it's the excitement of writing new material and finding new things to say.
It's always a new one. The one that you wrote this morning is your best song, or the one that you
is how you feel? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's the only one you want to sing.
Really?
Yeah. And then if it's been a while since you recorded your album, you're sick to death of them.
You're joking?
Yeah. Sometimes. unless they're good, I guess.
But. Yeah, of course. No, I understand. No, but like if you've like the album for us had a great impact because it just showed the amount of talent that you have and the fact that I just think it's such a solid album. I really do. But Lost Boys really does touch a chord, doesn't it?
It touches a chord with me too. I was talking to those boys last night.
Yeah, we better explain. You have boys.
Mm.
Yes.
They're over in Canada with their mother. It was, you know, we're very good friends. But
what are their names, by the way?
Nisha and Coon.
Nisha and Coon. Yeah.
So I had to give out to them last night because they're misbehaving.
Were they?
Well, you 1,000 miles.
What age are they?
Going on 13 and 10 and a half.
I'm just noticed not only you had a request there for a young lady who's 10 today, and you're double figures. Suddenly you're a different person when you're double figures.
Yeah.
And you have a mind of your own, and you're generally right. So there's always that. So you're going to have, even from a distance.
I thought you were talking about me there.
No. Do you want to tune up before you do anything? Because I can play a tune for other people first if you want me to.
I'm going to do something terrifying, actually.
What?
Not live on there. I'm going to do a song that I've never actually sang.
Well, that's
anyone.
Great. But now, hang on a second. I have to put on the seatbelt if we're going to do that. You've never sung it live?
No. It's just a new one that I recorded. I've recorded it. It's not finished at all, but it's it's about the day I was born, when I met my mother. When she met me, because she's 70 next week.
Is she?
Yeah, her birthday. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said her age.
That's all right. What's your mammy's name?
Mary.
Mary. And yep. Is it Mary McCabe?
Yeah.
And where's she?
She's in Clare Island at the moment.
Oh, God.
We're going to have a big party next week.
Does she? I hope she knows this.
Oh, she does, yeah.
Yeah,
I know, I'm terrible. I'm giving everything away.
No, I say that on the basis that she might be listening.
I presume she's listening.
I presume she's there. Well, Mary, happy birthday in advance of Sunday. But anyway, tell me more. You wrote this. I love the line, the day you met your mother.
Well, it's I was born on the night of the Stardust disaster, if you remember.
Yes, of course.
Now I'm giving all the ages away.
No, but we do, and it's been people have relived it because of Charlie Bird's passing.
Yeah, so it's... It was kind of a big night, obviously, in my life. But the night you meet your mother is
a very special day.
Is the most special
good
day.
Good for you. Yeah. We'll take it away then. Okay. What's it called?
It's so new that it's barely got a name. I think it's called Valentine's Day 1981.
Fair enough.
I might mess it up. So here
you
we go.
You won't mess it up. Take
should
it away.
Have more coffee.
No. Off you go. You go for it.
In the year it all begun, stardust and ashes in your eyes. All the song on the radio, we'll hear about it all again. I know, but all you got right now is a baby crying. Surely there's a better way for it to stay. There's gotta be a better way to spend the Valentine's Day. Well, it all seems so long ago in the county of Mayo, where you met me when the year was still so cold. Summer born in summertime, in the hours of sun and wine, but I bless 100 winter nights this way. And I pray for as many more Valentine's Day. 1992, I'm still young, so are you. Still can't tell what's yours, what is mine. Back again, I'm older now than you were then. Still a lot of future in your eyes. Gotta be a better way for me to say. Gotta be a better way to spend a Valentine's Day. Well, it all seems so long ago. In the county of Mayo, where you led me when the year was still so cold. Summer born in summertime, in the hours of sun and wine. But I bless 100 winter nights this way. And I pray for as many more Valentines. Yes, I pray for as many more Valentines. Yes, I pray for as many more Valentine's Day.
My God. We have an event in our lives coming up very soon. My daughter's about to have a baby.
Oh,
and when you sing about meeting your mother, that is an amazing sentiment. That is just gorgeous. Well, that's very special.
Thank you. Yeah, well, after Lost Boys, I thought I'd stop with my mum. Go both directions.
Your entire family got pulled into this. No, that's beautiful.
Thanks so much.
That's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it's been emotional for me too.
Yeah, did you play this for your mum yet?
No, never.
You've never played a funeral.
I've heard it now.
Good Lord. Well, I'm honoured. Thank you for doing that for us this morning. That is a very special moment. Valentine's Day, it makes sense. Just, you know.
Yeah, I just thank God. She did say that they were toying with the idea of calling me Val, Valentino.
Valentino?
Yeah, that would have been painful, I think. School would have been tough at least.
Well, Val Doonican got away with
Val, take that.
there was a great singer called Val Doonican from Waterford, so you would have got away with it probably eventually. But she's well, she's good, your mum.
She's great, yeah. She had a bit of a health scare there last year, and she's just last week got the all clear and everything. That so it's funny. A very special birthday for us in a lot of different ways, you know.
Yes, of course.
We've been all worrying about her. And of course, songs like that always come out when you're worrying about someone.
Well, isn't it funny? Yeah, because when you're trying to come up with ideas, you know, in your case, you've used what's around you. People always say, you know, it's like people
say what you see, catchphrase.
Say what you see, yeah, and write what you know, mm-hmm. always, because that's the stuff from the heart, do you know? That's fabulous. That's obviously going to be in the new album, presumably. Yeah. When will we get it, by the way? When is the album going to come?
I'm hoping that, you know, by the after the summer, they can start releasing some tracks.
It'll be a little
bit different from from the last album, obviously, but also the same.
When you say different, you're not taking a different direction, because
no, pulling on more of the threads that you know that I kind of left behind, because you know when you're doing an album, you're trying to make it very, very coherent, especially when it's like your first solo album. You don't want to, you know, confuse people too much. So yes. Maybe you leave a couple of songs out and you say, let's just keep it in the same kind of wheelhouse.
Yes.
But then there's the other influences that you want to start bringing in, just so that you can kind of build, and develop and grow to make it interesting for people to listen to. You know.
Well, that's true. But also the fact, I think, that people would have an assumption that there is a sound, and you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
When you started to play that, because your guitar style is very particular, I knew it was you. Do you want a crack?
Sitting in front of you.
No, I know. obviously I knew it. But I mean, if I was listening to you on the radio and I had a copy of the album and I heard you start, I'd say, I know that sound. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's your sound.
I know that.
It's peculiar to you, which I think is terrific.
Thanks.
Have your coffee. This is Valhalla. And I have Niall McCabe with me.
Girl of me, and how high the east wind rides high upon the night. Can you see that I'm waiting for the wind to blow my love away? Valhalla, near Havana, heaven help me now.
Valhalla from Niall McCabe, the album you can buy at the moment called Rituals. By the way, Niall, Mick Punch has been on from Fisborough. He says, I saw you last year in Little Whelan's at the back of a discussion on Marty in the Morning. It rocked. It was fantastic. Now, you're going to play the Sugar Club. Will you have other musicians with you, or is it just yourself?
We'll see now. If people buy tickets, I might bring a few musicians along.
I can afford
if they can, I won't be able to afford it. That's the truth.
Afford to pay somebody else. But you see, again, I make the point about your guitar style. Who do you model it on somebody, that style?
No, not really.
It's picky. It's...
I play in an open tuning kind of...
Joni Mitchell.
No, more like the trad kind of stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who played? James Taylor is a great man.
Oh, he's unreal.
Isn't he?
There's a great... one of my favourite James Taylor kind of videos online is him teaching you very calmly and kind of coolly how to put on fake nails on your right hand.
Are you serious?
It's hilarious.
Really?
he shows you how to do the whole... He's got his own little kit, like a little tin box.
With false nails?
Yeah.
That's mad.
For the right hand, yeah.
But he's a great picker, isn't he?
Oh, he's unreal. Yeah, he's very unique.
Yeah, and obviously someone like Mark Knopfler. But I'm just going to sound strange. It almost compensates for not having a band, if you like.
Oh,
because it's very full sound.
Well, someone like Paul Brady as well, like he'd be big.
That's
big,
right, he is. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Like, just he can do it on his own. He doesn't need anyone.
Yeah.
But
I sat as I'm close to you now with him in studio, and he did a Pontchartrain.
Oh,
live with on the guitar, and sang it obviously, and the Hounds of Donegal, same thing, and you're just kind of mesmerised by it, you know. Strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just that ability to do that, and that's what you have, and you're bringing that to the table as well, which is terrific. Now, look, but you're going through May as well. Now I noticed. You're playing. You've a few gigs in the north as well.
you probably can remember them better than me because you got them written.
I have them. When I'm in Castlebar with Lil.
I'm in Castlebar.
But then you're in Limavady.
Yeah.
In the Roe Valley Arts Centre.
Yeah.
And the Sunflower in Belfast.
Yeah, that's part of the Cathedral Arts Festival.
We stayed up there. The Cathedral Arts. We stayed in. I can't remember the name of the hotel now. That's a beautiful part of Belfast.
Yeah. Well, Sunflower Pub is gorgeous as well. Great.
Really.
There all the time. Yeah.
That's up by. Is that near the Botanic Gardens? I think it is.
Oh.
In Belfast.
Not far away. Yeah. I love the Botanic Gardens, as well.
That's right. And then you're the Cork Roots Festival, which is sold out.
That's sold out, yeah. Cork is always good to me. I was there a long
time.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah, great.
Seamus Ennison and all, which I know well. The Maybead Arts Centre in Bray on the 24th of May. And then you're at the Galway. Now, here we go, the Galway Folk Festival. That's one of those events. That is very important to be a part.
That's another one of those that's not even announced yet.
It is actually. And the reason it's announced is because you gave me the date.
I'm giving everything away today.
So much trouble when you leave here.
I am. I will be in trouble actually if I don't say hello to my auntie Anne, who's in the hospital.
Oh.
There. Yeah, she was.
What's her name?
She's Anne McCabe. McGough. Yeah, but that's who I was staying with last night. Over in Rathfarnham, and herself and her son John. So she looks after me when I'm in Dublin.
Oh, how lovely!
She's great.
But she's in hospital.
Yeah, she is. But she'll be out soon.
You can't keep her down. No, well, we wish her well. Will you stay with me?
Because, I will absolutely. Yeah, look.
Good man, because I have to go to traffic, and I'll come back to you if that's okay. 9:20.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën for everyone, but like no one.
Now, Orla, there you are.
Hello.
I've let my Niall McCabe relax. I was lying on the floor.
He has a few minutes.
Zen-like. So tell me what you have. What's
so happened? We're going to start off in Galway, and the old Dublin Road has a queue as you head towards the Bon Secours Hospital. Cork's M8 southbound and the South Ring Road are both slow from just before the Dunkettle interchange right up to the Jack Lynch Tunnel, and Limerick's Ballysimon Road has a queue heading towards the Tipperary roundabout. The Dock Road in Waterford is still busy coming from the Abbey Road until the Rice Bridge, and in Dublin the M50 southbound is busiest from Junction 4 Ballymun heading towards Junction 5 Finglas. The Stillorgan Road is busy inbound from UCD until the Marlborough Road, and finally Fairview is heavy from the Malahide Road right up to Edges Corner. That's the latest traffic and travel news.
Alright Orla, thanks a thousand.
No problem
at
all.
We'll talk to you in the morning.
I'll see you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Now, Niall McCabe is with me. Niall, I just want to ask you a question. Is it Mary Black? Has that happened or is it?
That's happened. I'm actually with the great Sandy Kelly tonight. And have been just this month. Been out on a really cool band. I've been playing with her and Glenn Campbell's daughter, Ashley. Campbell is playing banjo and mandolin.
Is she here at the moment?
Yeah, with her partner, an equally fantastic guitar player called Thor Jensen. So they've got a group called Campbell. Sorry, Campbell Jensen.
I chatted with her briefly down the line.
Oh, they're fantastic. They're really good, and they're lovely people too. But we're all out supporting the great Sandy. Sandy Kelly.
Did you read Sandy's book?
I have her book. I haven't finished it yet. I looked at all the pictures though.
I hope she's not listening. Can I just say, it's a fascinating book.
She's a fascinating woman.
She is a fascinating woman and has had to literally work her socks off in some cases, particularly in the States, where there was all sorts of bother when she was over there. It's a fascinating read.
Yeah. And she's the nicest person you'll ever meet.
She's gorgeous. Honestly, and her work with Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, of course. But the Johnny Cash stuff is amazing.
Well, I have to sing the Johnny Cash duet with her
every night.
But it's very low.
But it would be. It's Johnny Cash. Mm. But it's...
Apparently it was high for him.
Yeah, but it's a gorgeous song.
Yeah.
But he was something else. But she's great stories. The book is full. You'd love it. You should. So where's the gig tonight?
So we're in. Is it the Gleneagle? In Killarney?
In Killarney tonight.
Killarney. Yeah. Look it up just in case I got it wrong there. Sorry.
You'll be wrecked. Sorry, you're going to Killarney today.
Yeah. I know.
Jeez,
and then Cork tomorrow. And we're nearly finished. There, we've got one more than after that up in Donegal. No. But it's been great. It's been a thrill. I mean, to be on stage with Glenn Campbell's daughter, Ashley.
Ashley, yeah.
I hate saying his name every time because she's just an amazing artist in her own right.
No, but that's
fair enough. Doing Gentle on My Mind and playing along and singing. It's like I had to pinch myself the first time.
Oh, sure, that's fantastic.
Huge Glenn Campbell fan.
Feeling, yeah. Well, I am too. And again, one of the greats.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell you how many albums I've collected over the years of his. Has he just had it?
I can tell you how many I've collected.
How many?
None.
What?
Well, I'm still a big fan.
You just won't spend your money. I loved him to bits. And he played... where was it he played? He played Porky Grieve. Years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell was quite something. He was quite something. I saw him play the bagpipes.
Yeah, he's got Irish roots.
Yeah, Scottish and Irish. But he played the bagpipes but as a guitar player, there's probably hardly anybody better than him. No. With all due respect.
Certainly up there,
Oh, it was incredible. He played with Sinatra, for God's sake. Yeah. So what are you going to play?
Well, I was just thinking that maybe I could play... I have a country song.
You have a country song?
I accidentally...
Is this the new one again?
Yeah, beyond the new album. As I said, I accidentally wrote it, you know?
Because country is not your thing, or because...
Yeah, I don't know, I just picked it up one day and my guitar was in the standard tuning, a normal tuning, and it just kind of popped out. I was like, Jesus, what's that?
Isn't that funny?
But, my father is a big country music fan, like Marty Robbins and Charlie Pride and Willie Nelson, all this stuff. That was all floating around when we were growing up. Like,
of course.
It was a very eclectic kind of... soundscape.
He must be very proud of you playing with Sandy Kelly. Right?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he is. Okay, has it a name?
Yeah, this is called. It's called Your Letter.
Your Letter.
Yeah, and it's a traditional country song because it's about a man whose woman left him.
Before you sing it, can I ask you one question? Does the dog survive? Because it's a country song.
There's no mention of the dog. There's no train tracks. There's no whiskey. It's a very sparse kind of song.
All right, it's a cutback.
It's called Your Letter. It'll be on the next one.
Okay, goodbye. Niall McCabe, take it away.
Well, I lay my head down on my bed last night to read the words you left. Somehow I just fell asleep again. I just can't seem to bring myself to read the lines you wrote and left here on the place you used to.
to read your letter. I don't want to know the words you wrote inside. 'Cause I know that if I do, that the pain of losing found you gone, your clothes and things had all moved on. You left as gently as the day you came. The only thing your final note, you must have cried the night you wrote. It on your pillow with my name. Oh, I just can't seem to read your letter. I don't want to know the words you wrote inside. I know that if I do, that the pain of losing you, I may never fall asleep again. Oh, I just can't seem to
like a native country singer.
Native Irish country singer.
That's so classy. That's just wonderful. Will you be bringing those songs to Nashville by any chance?
I'm sure I will. If I get back there.
I think you should. Valentine's Day world premiere. The emotion in the song is spot on. I don't think any mother could hear it without it having a tear in her eye. So there you are, you see. And that's all the way from Paris. My younger sister Fiona just met her first baby yesterday. There you go. A beautiful little boy. And we're excitedly awaiting the announcement of his name. Thank you for that beautiful song, says Jacqueline. The Cockney, who's in there, who is in calling from France. Fabulous to hear new material from the amazing Niall McCabe. Looking forward to seeing you at the Sugar Club in a couple of weeks. You're so talented, Tim Porter says, Andrada. And people are travelling to see you too, which is lovely.
Oh, good.
And yes, your mum must be delighted. Just wonderful. That's Monica and Rocky Doyle. So there's lots of people getting in touch this morning, which is quite lovely, and saying the nice thing. Will you stay? I'm not letting you go. The door's locked. And we have news.
As long as you got
coffee, I'll stay. We have news. RT Lyric of Emma Tis, Martin in the morning. It's 9:30. Time to get the latest news now with Emma Coonan. Emma, good morning.